This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm Bethany Chafin. Moravian spice cookie truffle with fresh ginger, creme brulee with caramel and hazelnut, saffron curry. These are just a few of the over 150 flavor combinations created by chocolate alchemist Giuliana Dulaney. Dulaney is the owner of Winston-Salem-based Haute Chocolate, now housed at Twin City Hive on Brookstown Avenue. A self-taught chocolatier and baker, Giuliana and her creations have been featured in publications such as Southern Living and on the CNN food blog Eatocracy. Giuliana stopped by to tell me about the art of chocolate making.
I actually didn't even really start baking until I opened our first shop. That was probably the first time I ever baked more than like a box mix cake. But the chocolate making I hadn't done before I moved here. I always wanted to learn how to make them, but I just never took the initiative because every time I looked into going to pastry chef school, it was just way too expensive for me.
That means you're self-taught.
Yes, I'm definitely self-taught.
What does that look like? Does that look like a lot of experimentation? Does that look like some books or YouTube videos or a little bit of everything?
Honestly, I saw a demonstration on how to make chocolate truffles one time, and I thought that I could simplify the process by eliminating all the extra ingredients. And so I went home and started experimenting in the kitchen and eliminated everything except the two main components of chocolate. Just a lot of experimentation in the kitchen and doing a lot of research and development on my own. I never have watched a YouTube video. I've never read any real books about chocolate making. I have one, but I just wanted to teach myself how to do it and just learn by doing and making my own mistakes, because I kind of felt like if I'm going to commit to this as a business or anything else, I wanted to make sure that any kind of mistake that I ever came across, I knew how to fix it.
When you said you boil it down to two main components, I'm guessing that's cocoa and sugar?
Well, it's the chocolate itself and then heavy cream. That's it.
It's really interesting to me that kind of some of your early philosophy was about simplifying, because when I went into Haute Chocolate, which is your first store, you had literally a periodic table of your chocolates and their flavors and all of the really creative combinations that you were coming up with. Because you simplified, it seems like maybe you were able to go in some fun directions
exactly.
With the types of chocolates you were making. Tell me about some of those combinations.
What I wanted to accomplish by simplifying the chocolate making process was being able to infuse different spices and different fruits and stuff from different parts of different countries. And the only way I was going to be able to make those flavors pop was to get rid of the fillers. So one of my personal favorite chocolates to make, which I haven't made in a really long time, is our Spring in Saigon, inspired by a drink at Tate's Craft Cocktails. And it has fresh cranberries, fresh lavender, lime zest, and honey in a white chocolate. And I cover it in dark chocolate. And I put the Chinese character for spring on top, like I painted on there. So probably my favorite chocolate to produce is our creme brulee, which is actually our most popular one. I get to make a homemade caramel, which is probably one of the things that I'm best known for in my shop. So I make a homemade caramel and I use hazelnuts and infuse it all together with white chocolate. And then when I dip it in the white chocolate, I cover it with a little bit of sugar and caramelized top. So you get that sugar snap when you bite into it. And then it's like almost a custard in the middle. It's just incredible.
Well, you've been called a chocolate alchemist. But what does that term mean to you? Like, why is that kind of a good description of what you do?
So the alchemy part has a funny story of how that got started. When I first started the business, it was called Sweet Dreams Confectionery, and I had a business partner. And we very much complimented each other in the fact that we would just throw stuff in a pot, see if it worked. And I kind of felt like that was what needed to happen. So I definitely call myself an alchemist because I don't weigh anything. I don't measure any of the ingredients. It's all done by sight. It's all done by taste. No two batches are going to ever taste exactly the same. But that's okay because I make such small quantities of the chocolates that I don't want them to all taste exactly the same.
Tell me about the coffees that you all provide. And, you know, if someone walks in, what else they can find, like from local providers?
So the coffees that we do are all roasted here in North Carolina. We have 6 different coffee roasters right now. They range in roasts from different countries from all over the world. So we have Ethiopian coffee, Panamanian coffee, Costa Rican coffee. Just all of them are so different. Each roaster is completely and totally different. And we can have coffees that are grown in the same exact country, and they will be completely different flavor profiles. And I think that's one of the most incredible things that we have going for us, is that we're not a single roaster coffee shop. We embraced the multi-roaster business model and decided to not do espresso and just serve only pour over and drip coffees. And then we have cold brew coffee, which is takes 24 hours to make one batch because it's brewed in cold water. In addition to that, we have tea that's made locally here in Winston-Salem by Chad's Chai. All of the items that we have in shop are all made locally. Just everything we wanted to provide for our guests to purchase or to enjoy on site or at their homes, we wanted to make sure that everything was done in state. We wanted to embrace all of that and then make it an art gallery as well. So the artists that we have are all local within probably a 50-mile radius, if not less. And all of their work has been picked out by the artists, so they are displaying exactly what they want. It's really incredible, like, how it's all come together.
Juliana Dulaney is the chocolatier behind Haute Chocolate in Winston-Salem. Her creations can be found at Twin City Hive on Brookstown Avenue, where visitors can also enjoy curated coffees from around North Carolina. This Sunday, July 20th, is the Twin City Hive Artist Market. The market begins at 12 p.m. at 301 Brookstown Avenue and will feature local artisans, including Twin City Hive's 2 Artists of the Month, Jennifer O'Kelly and Dale Edwards. Their works are currently on display in the shop. For more information and to see some pictures behind the scenes at Haute Chocolate, visit our website at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend.